Hi, and welcome to the Commit Your Dream podcast, where we dive into the lives of developers at CleverTech who have taken the reins on coding their own life. Learn and get inspired about how you can create a customized solution to live the life of your dreams.
Hi, everyone. Happy New Year, and welcome back to the CleverTech podcast, Commit Your Dreams, where we talk to different developers about their lives and how they've committed to their dreams. Today, we're here with Tiago Pereira, and he has been in the software development industry for about 15 years. He's also worked with military aircraft, computer software, and web development and logistics, email marketing, music, and the telecom industry. He also has a love for analog photography, which is awesome. I am not an artist or a photographer, so I'm highly intrigued by that. Please, everybody, welcome Tiago.
Thank you very much, Natalie. It's just a pleasure to be here right now, be part of this amazing podcast. It's so great, and I'm thrilled, and I'm very excited for it.
Awesome. So glad to have you. Before we jump in, how was your New Year? How was your holiday? Do anything fun?
Oh, it was awesome. It was more family-centered kind of holiday to me because of the COVID and pandemic situation. So we decided not to make trips or anything, just stayed with family, close relatives, and have a lot of fun in the process. And it was just a common Christmas and New Year's Eve, but a little bit more closed out.
Nice. That's okay. I flew home for the holidays and hung out with my parents, which I hadn't seen in a couple of years because of the pandemic, but it was still awesome. Nice to see them. Yeah. So my first question for you is, we'll start with kind of history of who you are, and where you're located.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am located in Brazil, and I was born in a city called São José dos Campos in the state of São Paulo, just nearby the capital of São Paulo. But I decided to move into a more, more nature-centered location. So because I have a daughter and I have a wife, and I want to give that kind of life to my family. So we decided to go to the mountains. So I live in a very small town of 6,000 people live here. It's called Sapucaimirim. And it's very, very, very tiny. So you can literally go from one side to the city to another by foot in like 10 minutes. It's very tiny.
Cool.
But it's a lot of mountains around, a lot of green. You can go for hiking. There is a waterfall like 5 minutes from my house, and it's just great. It's a very quality life. And everything I need over now, I have everything here. I have school for my daughter. I have some places, some gyms, and some clubs and people that I love. I live around here as well in the nearby cities. But it's very close, like 10 minutes for each side, I can find a city. So it's very easy to actually get anywhere I need. And my hometown is like 1 hour from here. And so it's very nice. And I am a guy that I love having my space. So as I said, I am into photography, especially analog. So I have my film cameras, my dozen film cameras that I have over here. And I love black and white photography. And my black and white film I actually develop at home. I actually do that here in my bathroom. I close every window, everything pitch black, and I just roll the films out, put the chemicals and everything else so I can actually scan the films later and take the pictures.
That's awesome. A man of many talents. And I love that you live in your own corner of paradise. I think it's more important lately, especially because we've been stuck inside our homes and a lot of people are working remote, to pick a place that brings you joy. And sometimes, you know, back then when I lived in New York City, I lived in a place where at the outside, external factors brought me joy. And now sometimes it's difficult to leave the house, or in some countries they're still going through lockdown. And so it's important to pick a place that you like to stay in. Specifically, instead of having external factors, you kind of internal factors and things around you that bring you joy, as opposed to like seeking it in a restaurant or in a club or outside.
The best thing to live here is that I have family nearby. Like my parents-in-law live like very nearby here. If I go more towards the other state, I find my mom's house. It's like 1.5 hours from where I live right now. So there's family everywhere around here. We decided to come to this place because we love the mountains, the nature over here. And it's not that far away from family, which is something that's very important for us. We want our kids to actually grow up near the family, and that loves us very much.
Yeah, that actually segues perfectly into my next question, which is, how were you raised and what was your family structure like?
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. My parents, my father and my mother, they both were born and grew up in farms. And farms in Brazil were very different from the United States. For example, farms, normally, they are very poor people. Farmers are very poor and do not have much resources or anything. My father had a family of 12 kids and my mother 10 kids. So it was a very, very huge family. And my mom and my dad only did like basic studies. They only had, they didn't do any college or any university or anything like that. They only did the basic studies. Matter of fact, when I actually told my father the first time, like I was approaching the time where I should go into university, I told him, hey, I want to make engineering in school. I want to go there. I want to keep studying. I want to improve my knowledge and everything. He said, why? It was crazy. But like he said, why? You want to get a job now. You already have like your knowledge. You just need to get a job. No, I want to keep studying.
Do you have any siblings yourself? Or are you an only child?
Yes. Yes. I have one sister. She's 4 years older than me. Yeah, but that's it. Maybe relatives or something.
Sure,
there's
yeah.
a lot of people in our family.
Did you have to do any farming growing up?
Oh, yeah. When I was a kid, I helped with coffee plantations and everything. And that, but it was all fun. It was all for the fun of it, not because I was actually working or anything.
Sure.
I was like spending my vacation time, my school vacations on my grandparents' house. So they were actually getting coffee from the plantation, so I would join them just for the fun of it. I would actually grab coffee and bring them home, roast it, make coffee myself and everything. It was all for the fun. I used it to be a lot in the farms with my grandparents, my parents and everything. But I was never like at the level of my parents that were there for working, something like that.
Nice. Well, let's switch over to you, back to you going to school. So you want to go to school. When did you want to become a software developer? From the beginning, or was there a moment in time you're like, is it?
I was always the guy that actually, I have a new toy and I want to understand how it works. So as soon as it broke, I would tear it up just to figure out how it works. And if I can fix it, I fix it myself. If I cannot, okay, I have a lot of spare parts now. Basically, that was me. And that turned out, I did some basic computer technician course to understand how does that, what are those pieces inside the computer? And after that, understand how those work. I understand how to actually use them. So I decided, okay, I want to start coding. And I started coding here and there in some courses. And then I decided to go to engineering school. And engineering school was damn frustrating because it was like 2 years pure math. Like I didn't see a line of code until my third year. When I started coding, I immediately got hooked to it. I loved it. And it was something like, wow, whatever I tell it to do, it just does it. So it is amazing. I love it. I fell in love with web programming, like JavaScript. First was Java. Then I went a little bit of C Sharp. Then I met JavaScript. Never looked back. I really love JavaScript right now. I base my career on this. I'm curious about one other language or two. But my main stack is JavaScript, web development, AWS, things like that. That intrigued me a lot.
Very cool. And then, so after, I'm sure there's more in your career that you're climbing through and stepping on the stones. When did you find CleverTech? Like what part of your life when you found CleverTech, and why was it important for you to get this position or work for CleverTech?
Yes, all the jobs that I had, everything that I've done so far, everything was time controlled. literally I had to say, I'm here working, I am online, or I am available. And in the end of the day, I would say, hey, I'm out, I'm not working anymore. And CleverTech, I don't need to do it. I can work and focus on my work. And I know that I'm being valued for what I'm doing and not for how long I am sit down on my desk. And that's great because I can have life. I can go outside and play with my kid for 15 minutes and come back very refreshed without needing to worry that I wasn't here. So I know that I'm doing my job. I know that I'm actually contributing to my clients, contributing to the company, to the product that I'm working. So that's fine. That's great. So why should I need to worry about it? Why should anyone worry about it? That's the beauty of it. Because I can really have it remotely, remote done right, as we always say. And this is something very, very, at the beginning, it was unnatural to me. So it took user two to actually change my mindset to that level.
You're basically saying that, you know, CleverTech has given you more flexibility and freedom to space out your day. And I mean, we ask for that 6-hour overlap, but that's more like for client meetings. And as long as you know that you can set your own timetable and get things done in the right way, and then also be able to deliver on time and build trust with your client, it has nothing to do with you sitting around for 8 hours a day, and everything to do with your ability to communicate effectively, your ability to learning something, delivering, communicating, making sure that your client's happy, all those things. Once those things are taken care of, yeah, then everything else is taken care of.
I want to be here right now. I want to be part of this team. I want to be part of this project to serve my client, to help my client achieve their goals and everything. And I don't need to be here from 9 to 5 if I don't need to. So I can deliver my work. I can leave to have a coffee, to have spend some time with my kid. And that's going to be okay. So if I need to work late night, it's because I want to, not because I was told to, I was demanded to do so.
I love that. That's
the division. That's the divisor of my life, because before I was actually told to do that. And now I don't need to. So I do it because I want to, because I love it. Of course, I do it. I like to have this routine because I have 3-year-old daughter, and routines are pretty good for kids.
Yeah, that's great. That was really great. Thank you for sharing that. So I know we're coming up on the end of this podcast, but what is one thing that you would tell yourself back then, the old Thiago, like from who first started his career with the aircraft company? What's one thing that you would tell them with everything that you know now? One piece of advice.
I always had a very good English from very early days, because I was the kind of guy that actually played video games with a dictionary on the side so I could understand what's happening on the screen. So I basically learned a lot of English by actually reading through, learning, listening, everything, video games and music and movies, more than anything. And if I could tell something to me, like, 15 years ago, I would say, make use of that English. Use it. Go outside of Brazil. Try to if I could get a job outside of Brazil before I actually did, that would be way better for me. And keep studying technology, because this is kind of going to go through. This is kind of coming handy later. Yeah, indeed it did. Because right now I am so happy the way I am right now. I wish I could make that move sooner if I was able to do so.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you so much for sharing. So we are at the end of our podcast today. But before we go, I know you have an Instagram. Where else can we find you, Thiago?
Gonna be honest with you. I am in the process of actually deleting my social media entirely.
No worries.
That honesty, because right now I feel like I lose so much time in Instagram, for example.
Yeah.
And that time I could be using for something else, like reading a book, or studying some technology or something else, or dedicating some more quality time to my family.
I support you in your Instagram purge. If anybody wants to find you, they can possibly find you on LinkedIn. Is that one?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Well, I've been thinking about deleting that as well because I have like, I don't know, 100, 200 invitations and messages of people.
Oh, yeah, too many.
Yeah, and that's getting on the way because there's so many people that I want to talk to and the messages get lost on the way.
Yeah.
And there's so many connections that I really enjoy, that I really like, that I keep to this day, but sometimes it just gets in the messy of all the messages. So I'm actually thinking of deleting that as well. But it's still there. My LinkedIn is still there. I'll probably keep that for I don't know how long.
Thank you, Tiago, for joining today on our Clever Tech podcast. It was so enjoyable to learn about you and how you grew up on the coffee plantation. That was so much fun. And really how you found joy in software engineering and what the joys that you found here at Clever Tech.
I hope I had the chance to actually listen to 1,000 more in the future. And aww, thank you so much for the invitation. It's so good to be here. So glad to be invited for this amazing talk.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Tiago.
My pleasure.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We have an incredibly ambitious goal to reach 5,000 subscribers by the end of the summer. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, it would mean the world to us if you hit the subscribe button. If you're listening on Spotify, hit the follow button. And if you genuinely love this podcast or feel like your friends and family could benefit, please share it with them. You can find us on Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn by simply searching CleverTech. And don't forget to check out our careers page if you're ready to commit your dream.